another car.
Or the Easter rabbit might bring you an Easter
basket.
Okay. And then on a barrel, you know, they're wooden, and then they've got these metal bands going around them. Do you know what to call those?
Metal band. What? Did you say that over again?
A metal bands that go around a barrel. It's the same word that used to be used for that toy that was popular in the 50s that you'd spin around yourself.
Spin and top.
A hula.
Hoop.
Mm-hmm. And what would you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out?
Cork or top.
Mm-hmm. Is a cork, suppose it's made out of glass, would it still be a cork?
A top.
A top if it's glass, okay. And what do you call a little musical instrument that you play like that?
Harmonica.
You know another word for that? Old-fashioned word?
Accordion.
Would you ever call it a harp? Mouth organ? Nope. How about the thing that you hold between your teeth and pluck? Ever hear of a Jew's harp? Jew's harp? Jew's harp. You see that on country music shows sometimes, if you ever watch those on television. If you had a wagon and two horses, these are farm terms, so you probably won't know them. There's some city terms later on, but we got to get the farm terms over with first. What would you call a long wooden piece that goes between the horses on the wagon? You probably don't know, and you don't need to know. You're not supposed to know. And if you had a horse pulling a buggy, what would you call the two wooden pieces you back the horse between? Okay. And on a wagon wheel, what would you call the outside part of the wheel?
The outer wheel.
Okay. Do you know what you'd call... I'm not even going to worry with that. If you had, again, a horse pulling a wagon, do you know what you'd call the bar that the traces on the horse would fasten to? Or if you had two horses, what those would fasten to? Ah, must be time for you to go to class, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Problem is to see whether it's going to be recording today or not. Did you go to the football game, by the way, this week?
No.
They did win, didn't they? What was the score?
8-6. 8-9.
That is close. I'm awfully glad they won. Let me see if it's picking you up. Okay, since it seems to be recording and working at the moment, and it may not be 5 minutes from now, we need to get back to this. I know we're in the middle of this farm section, and you don't know much about it, but let's go ahead and finish it anyway. If somebody is carrying a lot of wood along and picking it up and putting it down and so forth, what would you say he's doing to the wood?
Carrying the wood.
Okay, what's another word that kind of means carrying it or taking it somewhere that begins with an H?
Hauling it.
Yeah, that's right, okay. Now suppose there's a piece of wood or a log or something and it's too big to pick up. You might tie a rope around it and do what to it?
Pull it.
Or what's another word for pull?
Tug.
Or a word starting with a D? D-R.
Drag.
Okay, so if you did that yesterday, you'd say you...
Drug.
And I have?
Drag.
Okay, good. And what does the farmer break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Mm-hmm. And do you know any different types of plows? Do you know what he might use to break the ground up finer than a plow? Did you ever hear of a harrow or a harrow? Never? Okay. Then, what do the wheels of a wagon or a car fit onto? You know, the wheels are at the end, and there's that rod that runs underneath. That's a...
axe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call a frame that you might lay a log on to chop it? Kind of an X-shaped frame. You ever see that? Okay. This you may have seen. It's an A-shaped kind of thing, and you... I think I drew a picture of one. It looks... That's not it. What did I draw it on? Well, anyway, it can't find the piece of paper I drew it on. It's something that's it's like this, and then it's got a blank across the top, and you might have two of them and lay a board on top to saw it.